Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit PleasurePodcasts.com.
Most of you know that I come from a pretty sexually liberated family, so I guess it's not weird for me to talk about sex with my mom, but that is usually a topic that I think most of us avoid. Not Cam and Karen from Sex Talk with My Mom. This is such a fun podcast. Every Monday and Thursday, they have the talk that will make you laugh and open up the conversation around sex. They have been interviewed on Tosh.0, The Today Show, and featured as a top sex podcast in publications like Esquire, Huffington Post, Pop Sugar, LA Mag, and more. Here's a little glimpse into what they're all about.
Mom, what does bad cum taste like?
You know when you accidentally burp and you have something come back up from the earlier in the day?
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like, okay?
Oh, no.
We host a podcast called Sex Talk with My Mom.
It's not sex with my mom. It's Sex Talk with My Mom,
you perv. No one thought it was sex with my mom. Just a mom and a son chit-chatting about sex.
Not just sex, uncomfortable conversations.
Our goal is to make the uncomfortable comfortable. Here are some clips from our show.
What I would prefer is like a very intimate connection. I would prefer fucking phone sex or some or
Why
video
don't you go
sex.
Watch The Notebook and get off. If you look at the picture in a certain angle, it looks like I have like a bulge in my
underwear,
pussy area.
You want to have?
You're very opinionated.
You want to have weed sex? I don't care.
Are you talking about this stuff with your mom is so weird. That's why we do this.
Check out Sex Talk with My Mom
wherever you listen to podcasts, and also on TikTok, Instagram, okay. And YouTube.
Mom, check out Sex Talk with My Mom.
Hi, I'm Holly Randall, and welcome to my podcast, Holly Randall Unfiltered. This is a show about sex, the adult industry, and the people in it. I'm a 21-year veteran of this fascinating little industry, and as the eldest child of the trailblazing erotic photographer Suze Randall, you could say I grew up in it. So forget everything you think you know about porn, because this show is going to change your mind. My guests are some of the biggest names in the industry, and we unabashedly reveal the real behind-the-scenes stories. The funny, the inspiring, the tragic, and the bizarre. Everyone has an opinion about sex work, but few people actually listen to the sex workers. So sit back and prepare yourself for a podcast which is honest, raw, and unfiltered. Hello, everybody, coming to you from the ABN show floor 2023. This is day number 3. I have the lovely Kylie LeBeau here with us today. Kylie, how you doing?
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm doing great. It's nice seeing everybody.
Yeah.
No?
Is it weird being back at ABN, like after the world stopped from COVID and all
right?
of that?
It's a little strange. Yeah, but at the same time, it's kind of, I have that homey kind of feeling, you know, seeing everyone again.
It's like a high school reunion kind
of thing. It really is.
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this new space, though. It's spaced out, and I don't know. I feel like there's more room, you know?
100% there's more room. Remember, like, we couldn't walk through the aisles before.
No.
It was so jam-packed.
The hallway. It was madness.
Yeah. It's definitely nicer and a little more spaced out. Mm-hmm. So, Kylie, you took a little bit of a break from shooting, but you're back now.
I am back.
Tell us about this return that you're doing.
Well, I kind of took a break full disclosure. I have a blog and I talk about like my surgeries that I have. I just had a septorhinoplasty, and a fat transfer to my face. Mm-hmm. So I had to take a little time off to heal, but I'm back better than ever and I'm ready to work. But mostly I've been camming with my fiance, Casey Kisses.
Mm-hmm. Who, if you guys haven't seen, I did a fabulous episode with her and Joanna Angel about her movie, Casey, which won a bunch of awards last year, right?
Yeah, she has 7 AVNs.
Amazing. Amazing. That's yes. So fucking cool.
Yeah, very cool.
What's it like having a relationship with somebody else in the adult industry? Because I know that like dating can be hard for sex workers, and sometimes it's easier to date somebody who's also in the sex work industry, and some people have told me that that's almost like more difficult. Like, how has it been for you two?
For us, I don't know. To me, it's been pretty easy. Before porn, actually, when I entered the industry, my fiance Casey Kisses actually got me in the industry. Prior to porn, I was actually doing graphic design work. And when I met her, I was actually doing freelance graphic design. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of proposed the idea to me to go on cam with her. And I'm a total exhibitionist. Mm-hmm. So I loved the idea.
Yeah.
So I went on to the first show with like a masquerade mask.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't at the time tell my family what I was doing.
Yeah.
So
it's a big
after
leap to make, and the stigma's real.
Oh,
you can't
take it back. Oh, yeah.
Online.
But thankfully, I've got like a very open family, and you know they love me regardless. But after I told them about it, the mask was gone. So, but yeah, like I was saying, prior to porn, I was doing graphic work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm like so. But anyway, it's pretty easy for us to navigate our relationship because I wasn't in sex work prior.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of she opened the door for me.
Yeah.
In that sense, but it's been pretty easy for us. I mean, I think it's all about communication and trust.
Yeah.
That's what you really need, and that's what's going to help you in any relationship, really.
Yeah, no, so. That's absolutely true. I think sometimes, I mean, I definitely found this to be the case with swingers, and actually Dr. David Lay, who's a therapist that I have had, sex therapist I've had on my podcast, has talked about how he has found, you know, in his work with couples that swingers tend to have better communication skills because they're in a situation where you have to talk about sex, right?
Yeah.
And you have to talk about boundaries. And I think in most, like, normal monogamous relationships, people don't talk about that kind of stuff.
You know what I mean? True.
Like, sex is, like, something that isn't really discussed. It's, like, a weird, awkward thing, and I think things are just assumed and people's needs aren't met and they don't feel comfortable talking about it. So I find it interesting that you know, people sometimes that work in sex work and have like poly relationships in one way or another tend to have like healthier relationships.
Oh yeah, I feel like I'm the most open that I've been in any relationship with her.
Yeah,
because we have such different needs.
Yeah,
and it's just very easy to communicate with her.
Yeah,
I feel we both just feel like we're soulmates, so
yeah,
I guess that kind of makes it easy.
How long have you guys been together?
It'll be 5 years this September.
Oh my god, how
yeah,
exciting. That's
yeah,
very cool.
Thank you.
And you said fiance, have you guys made like plans for the wedding yet?
We do have wedding plans. It will be next year.
Mm-hmm.
On an island, you know, it's going to be like a little private ceremony.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that. So. As somebody who's been married twice and has never had a wedding, I hope that you have an amazing wedding.
Thank you. Thank you.
You only have it once in your life, supposedly.
Well,
but, you know, just make it count.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got beautiful plans. It's going to be on Hawaiian Islands because we go there annually. So
yeah,
it just means something to us. It's very sentimental. So,
yeah.
And we're getting our close family there, so
yeah,
we're both just excited
that.
About it. Yeah,
I love that. So you mentioned that you were doing graphic design before you came into the adult industry. What was that transition like from like the corporate world to porn?
Honestly, it was pretty easy because my final job. So let me just fill you guys in. So prior to porn, I was doing pre-press production, publication design, and then finally I was working in the architecture industry doing 2D design and social media management.
Mm-hmm.
So they were laying off people.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty easy for me to kind of transition
right.
into doing freelance graphic work. And then I ended up meeting my fiance, who is a a cam performer as well as an adult performer.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how I kind of got my foot in the door with cam. And then I eventually got an agent and then started doing scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but not very many scenes, by the way. I've only done like maybe a handful of scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is why I'm trying to, you know, push my name now.
Right. Do you feel like you're happier in this new career path? Does it feel like it's more suited to you?
100%. I've always felt like I wanted to be my own boss. Mm-hmm. I, you know, just working towards someone else's goal just did not seem like my dream. So this just kind of fell in my lap, and I have an entrepreneurial spirit, so and I'm motivated, self-motivated, so I will just constantly go, you know, and give myself tasks to do and, you know, manage myself.
One thing that I think people don't actually realize about being an adult star, especially these days with these personal content platforms that everybody's using, OnlyFans, et cetera, and then, you know, eventually Joy City once we open up the metaverse to everybody, is that, like, porn stars really are, like, small business owners now.
Oh, yeah.
And personal entrepreneurs, like, and they don't, and unlike a lot of celebrities and, like, the mainstream space, you guys don't have managers for the most part.
For, like, the most part,
of you don't have managers. No. You don't, and so you have to figure out everything on your own.
Yes, you need, you definitely need to have time management skills.
Yes.
that's for sure. And then just make sure you have a good head on your shoulders so that you're not, you know, falling by the wayside. I'm constantly giving myself goals for the day, you know, to complete, just so that I'm not falling back, you know, behind on whatever goals I have. So it's, you know, it is a struggle at times, but it's definitely very rewarding. Yeah, definitely.
So speaking of Joy City, since I just brought up the metaverse, you actually understand what the metaverse is.
Yes.
You have, like,
I have an Oculus.
Because some, you know, it's a new space and a lot of people don't, you know, there's a learning curve. A lot of people don't know it is. So what are your thoughts on, like, the idea of an adult metaverse? Like, what do you see happening with that?
I think it's awesome. I feel like it's, well, when the pandemic happened, you know, it was very difficult for us to communicate with one another and kind of build that relationship. So I feel like, you know, when I put on the Oculus and I enter the metaverse, it is kind of like a way to build relationships with people. You are, you know, it's very much like the real world, except you're at home or wherever you may be.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it. It's and I honestly can't wait for Joy City. I started following you guys, so I'm excited for it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're very excited to open up the platform to all creators. We're just moving at a slower pace so that we can make sure everything's, you know, working properly and any little kinks are ironed out, because it is crazy. Like, it's it's a whole new world, and
it
it's
really
something
is.
That's never really been done before, and there's just a lot to it, and there's so many, like, amazing opportunities for monetization and interaction with your fans, and so it's just like, it's just, there's a lot behind it, but it's, like, so exciting.
A whole
exciting.
New world. Oh, it's
whole
so
new
exciting.
World. Yes,
it's so
absolutely.
Exciting. Yeah.
Are you going to the awards on Saturday?
I am, yes.
And have you picked out your dress and everything?
No, I am a last minute
shopper. Girl, it's Friday.
I know.
Your
I'm going right after this. I know. I've been so busy. I've just been swamped. So, but I'm sure I'll find something.
Yeah.
You know, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. You'll look beautiful no matter what you wear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Kylie. Can you tell everybody where they can find you online, please?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Kylie LeBeau, KYLIELEBEAU. I know it's a struggle sometimes. On Instagram, my Instagram is Kylie LeBeau TV. And I also have a YouTube channel, and OnlyFans, onlykylie.com. But you can find all my links on my Twitter.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I am here with the one and only Sean Alf. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
You know, I knew you were going to ask that question because I'm psychic. And I thought about it today. I was like, how am I going to answer this question of how I am today?
Yeah.
I looked
because
it up.
You need to make it different.
Right.
You can't just say fine.
Yeah. No. Because I'm not fine. I mean, obviously. But
you're here.
Yeah.
You're working in the adult industry. Clearly, there's something wrong with you.
I looked it up, and 10 years ago was my first AVN. Mm. And I was a nobody, you know, one of these people getting interviews, you know, getting 5-second slots. And so just kind of seeing the difference, the comparison of, like, then versus now and how many people I've met and just where the weird, your journey goes just by saying yes to things. And, you know, for me, what's always driven me is, like, what makes for the most interesting story, which is kind of how I started writing about porn, is just because that was the stuff I would talk to at parties. People want to know more about porn. I was like, well, this is an interesting thing. So, yeah, kind of just led me down this journey, and now I'm here with you.
Yeah, so I have to say I'm very disappointed that you did not show up in your bright gold Speedos with Robbie trying to, like, twerk, dry hump people. I loved those clips that you were doing. Did you put those on TikTok?
Yeah, so we...
Did you get them deleted?
Yes, yeah, we got them deleted immediately. It was a little too aggressive for TikTok.
They were very, very good.
Yeah, very, very... The Speedos that I get are... bulge accentuating, I like to say.
Oh, okay.
So they're kind of cut to you know, fit the man shape. And I wear those, and I always have extra, so I'll put Robbie in some. Mm-hmm. And he's just down to do anything, so we'll put them on and just go hump people's legs. But, you know, I didn't want to do it at the convention just because, I don't know. I do it, I feel like people would expect it here, so I have to do it at a place that people aren't going to expect it. Maybe.
Right.
So here I'm dressed in my cardigan.
Yes.
And completely... dressed up, but who knows? Maybe
I mean, you're not wearing a cardigan, but okay.
I was wearing it earlier.
You're wearing it earlier.
Sweat stains.
You're wearing a
my anxiety.
You're wearing a button-down.
Button-down. Yeah.
Let's be clear about what you're wearing.
is his cardigan invisible? I was wearing a cardigan. Okay, it's my style.
Who the fuck wears a cardigan to a porn convention?
I don't know if you know this about me. I'm kind of the Mr. Rogers of porn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Completely wholesome. Just wandered in here and just too innocent for this whole industry, but
well, innocent no more because you transitioned to being somebody who worked extensively behind the camera.
Right,
I know that you were a very successful script writer, then you just took your dick out on camera.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened. And the cameras were rolling, and I was like, "Hold on a second, let me take my dick out because it's ready." I've been waiting 10 years to unleash this bad boy on porn. Mainly, I just wanted to meet people and get them to know me on not a dick level and then traumatize them by showing them. I didn't mean to say that. But yeah, so the story of what happened was I was working for Balesa, one of the directors I work for, mainly Jackie St. James, who has really helped me out in this industry. She works exclusively for Balesa now. And they reached out to me. They wanted to do a series about a guy who wasn't in porn, getting into porn, and I wrote him this long email about how I have high anxiety, I'm 40 years old, I have a very average dick, I am the last person that's going to be a porn star, and they're like, that's exactly why we want you. I'm like, okay, and I'm like, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to do. Like, I really have no idea. I could just fail every scene.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's what we want to see.
Okay. Oh, great, awesome.
Yeah, I was like, that's... It's good to know. But the problem was the first scene I did really well, and he was almost disappointed because
like,
he wanted
we shoot that again? Your dick like not get hard.
But don't worry, there's definitely a few where I'm like, my dick eventually gets hard, but you know, I
takes a minute.
I get anxious. You know, you can't predict it, and it's just this. Yeah, it's hard. It's so hard to explain to women because I don't know what the metaphor would be. Like, maybe trying to get your nipples hard on command, but that even then you could just use ice.
Or even getting, like, wet, you know? I mean,
but
that...
women can get wet. I don't know if you've seen, like, the plethysmograph studies, but women will get wet for anything, and the theory is,
Wait, what?
So, there's less rhyme or reason. So, they've shown, they put this thing on a guy's dick, and they show him videos, and, like, whatever he's into, his dick will get hard for him, basically. But they did the same thing for women, and to measure, like, how wet they get or how much blood flows. And it's completely unpredictable. And the idea is that, like, if you're in a violent situation or you're going to get raped, it's better that you're wet.
Oh, wow.
So that you don't injure yourself.
So it's like the body's way of protecting itself.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're turned on.
Right. Okay. Wow, that's really interesting. I hadn't heard about that study.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've always said, you know, that... the male performer's job is so difficult. And I'm sure you have had, you know, many guys ask you about getting into the industry. I get these DMs all the
time. Constantly.
Want to be a porn star. And I'm like, you know, it's really, like, not as easy as you think it is. So what was your experience like? You said the first one went well, and then after that you struggled sometimes.
Yeah, it had, like, I think it was, like, 1 in 4 that it would take me a second to get hard, and I just needed to go to, like, a different room and calm down.
Yeah.
Get hard and come back, but it's really hard to explain what it's like to try to get your dick hard on command with maybe somebody you just met yeah. for the first time while there's a camera rolling, while there's like a crew waiting for you. And I still don't, I've only really shot for Blessing and I do a bunch of OnlyFans stuff, but that's a very different ball game than shooting for like a Vixen crew where there's 20 people on set. So I don't know if I will ever get there. I know like it's kind of exposure therapy where you, the more you do it, the less anxious you get. And I have like in the very, before the first scene, 2 months out, I was having nightmares before. And now like I don't really worry about it until the morning of.
Right.
And I'll still like, people will reach out and I'll wait for people to reach out that want to shoot with me. So at least I know that they want to have sex.
Yeah, right.
So like at least I have that.
As opposed to you like being like, do you want to do a scene with them? And them being like, okay.
Yeah,
they,
and
like,
then
feel bad. They
right.
like, don't want to let you down.
Right,
he's
right,
such
right.
a nice guy.
Like, right, and I never want to put people in that situation.
Yeah.
So I wait for them to want to shoot with me, and then I just kind of want to, like, hey, I'm like a normal dude, so it could take me a second, which you know will be fine. But
yeah,
it's usually fine. But for me, I've always been much better as the underdog. So if people expect me to fail, I do way better.
Okay.
So, like, I always
you need, like, negative
seed it.
Reinforcement.
Yes. And I think that's partially why my, like, role in this industry, everybody just makes fun of me because I feel so much more comfortable than if you, like, compliment me. Like,
right.
if you make fun of me, I'm like, okay, yeah. they like me. But if you give me a compliment, I'm like, I don't know how to take that. So if you're expecting me to fail or what, I'm like, okay, this will be great. This will be good.
Reverse psychology.
Right, yeah. So if we're ever on a set together, just please be like, his dick's probably not going to I'm like, okay, this is going to be a good scene.
It sounds like you might be, like, really good for, like, a penis humiliation scene.
You know, I would. Well, the problem would be I'd probably be so relaxed that I start to get hard and be like, so you're into, like, people making fun of your dick. I'm like, ah. You know, there was one time somebody asked me to shoot content, and I got there, and she was, like, ready to go 10 minutes from when I got in the door. It's like, I'm not quite ready yet. So, like, she started sucking my dick, and I was like, so we have a good, like, 2 minutes of her sucking a flaccid dick. And I was like, listen, if you want, just use that on your OnlyFans and then dub over, like, making fun of my dick. Because I'm sure so many people. But I was like, just never let me see that, please. Because I don't want to know what you would say. But, I mean, in general, I think that's kind of my niche, too, in this industry. There's so many males with ego. And maybe that's what helps them be good performers, is that they have that confidence.
Yeah.
For me, confidence has never worked. Mm. It doesn't feel natural for me to be confident. So I'm very confident in not being confident.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel so much more comfortable when people don't expect me to be this, like, super stud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not. That's not a role.
But I bet that there's, like, some people that really, I can imagine that the guys would really relate to you, because you know you. I have to say I haven't seen your penis, so I can't.
Well,
say
we can
not
change
average.
That.
I mean, I'd say whip it out right now, but you know we are on YouTube, and AVN has these strict like.
We'll do it under the table.
Rules.
I'll show you later. I got you.
Okay. All right. Thank God. But I would say that Matt's trying to get you to whip it out now.
Matt's. I don't know if he's seen it. He's probably seen it.
Yeah. So I haven't seen it basically. So I can't say whether or not it's average. I don't know. But I will say that, you know, there's a lot of guys watch porn and they, you know, have like a lot of nervousness around like these ridiculous
dick
monster dicks that they see. And so they look at these monster dicks like Dread and then they look at their dick and they're like, oh, I'm not good enough. But I think like you're kind of like an advocate for like average guys.
I am. I want to like, if any toy company wants to make like the average dick or like, I call it the commuter dick or the boyfriend dick, the daily driver dick. Because, like, that's the dick you want to have sex with every day.
Yeah.
And there's Dread, which is, like, a special occasion. That's, like, a Thanksgiving dick. Or, like, you know, like, when you want that huge meal that you can only do once a year. But, yeah, for the most part, I mean, guys are more obsessed with dick size than anybody else.
100%.
Like, that's one of the top five searches on Pornhub is big dick by guys.
Yeah.
But for me, getting over all of that, I started streaking when I was in college, and I called it putting my insecurities on parade. And that has actually been one of the best things about doing porn, which I didn't foresee, was now, like, if somebody wants to sleep with me, I'm like, she's seen my dick. She knows what's coming.
Yeah.
I mean, other than you, but maybe you don't want to sleep with me.
Yeah.
Which is
I mean, I would, but I'm married.
I get it.
I'm a kid. I'm like,
it's complicated.
Yeah,
I get it. But it's so nice because it's like, this is me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's nothing to hide. There's nothing like, this is who I am. Like, take it or leave it. And it's, the dick is such a strange thing because it's, I feel like we have such reverence for big dick. And it's like, he did nothing to earn that. He was born with it. And the same with small dicks, too. Like, it's just what you were born with. And what I always think, too, is there are some women who've had the best orgasm with other women. And guess what? Other women oftentimes do not have dicks.
Yes, that is true. Not always, but...
Yeah, not always. Sometimes often. Sometimes women do have
sometimes bags. You get the best of both worlds.
I've been to an AVN party once where everybody was naked in the hot tub and all of the women had bigger dicks than me. And I was like, well, this is frustrating.
Oh, my God. I love that. Well, Sean, thank you so much
for
joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's always so fun to chat with you. Yes. You are a real treasure to this industry. You and your average penis.
I know, my average penis. It's the people's penis, really.
Can you tell everybody where they could find you and your average penis online, please?
I'll give you my address if you really want to see. It's seanalf.com, so SHAWNALFF.com. And then all my links are at seanalf. So it's really simple.
Fantastic. Yes. Do not forget to go and sign up for email updates on joy.city. That is what you are seeing behind me. It is a fly through of the first adult metaverse, and we're so excited to be here at the AVN Expo bringing that to you. So sign up at joy.city, be up to date on all of things happening in the metaverse. We're very excited, and there's a lot more coming your way. So thank you so much for watching. We'll see you on the next one.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We all know Adam and Eve is the one-stop shop for everything sexy. And now, with my code HOLLY, you can get any one item for 50% off, plus 10 free gifts. And you'll even get free shipping. So spice up your sex life at adamandeve.com, but only if you use code HOLLY.
Hello, everybody. Day 3 at the AVN Expo, coming to you from the joy.city browsers booth. I have here Adeline Starr. Hello. Adeline, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
So is this your first AVN?
Or? It is my first AVN,
and yes. How's it been for you so far?
It's been exciting. I feel like, honestly, there's not enough time to do everything that I want to do.
That's true.
You have to be very selective.
Yes. What are some of the things that, like, you really want to do that you're, like, what are the things that you're struggling with doing one over the other?
Definitely, like, obviously, I want to get in convention time, but I'm from Texas, so I'm super secluded from everyone else in the industry. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting to come to these events, and then I get to collaborate with other models. So it's like, okay, are you going to collab this day or be at the convention? So just kind of deciding, okay, which is best for you.
Right, gotcha. Yeah, because... Especially if you're, like, kind of isolated from everybody else. You want to come here. You want to meet as many people as you can. Get your face out there and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. So you are a cam model, right?
Correct.
And where do you stream?
I stream on Chatterbait.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've just started kind of dipping your toes into professional mainstream porn, is
yes.
that right?
Yes, yeah. It's been exciting.
So tell us about that transition. Like, how did that happen? Did you reach out? Mm-hmm. Did someone reach out to you? Who did you start with?
Yeah, so I was on Twitter. It was the beginning of 2021, and maybe around like beginning of the year, and I only had like 3,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, I get a browser's DM, and they DM me, and I'm like, no, like, surely this is fake. And then sure enough, this was back before everyone had a blue check mark on Twitter, but I saw a little blue check mark, and I was like, oh my gosh, so I go. And it was indeed browsers. They said, hey, we want to chat with you. And so we did like an initial kind of like a phone call over Skype or Zoom, what have you. And we just talked, and I was like, yes, I'd love to come on. And so next thing you know, by the next year, by January of the following year, they were like, hey, we want to put you with Reality Kings. So I did Reality Kings. And then after that, I did two Razzer scenes.
So tell us about that first scene. Mm-hmm. What was that like? Was it a boy-girl scene?
It was a boy-girl scene,
Had
yes.
you done boy-girl before for cam?
I'd done camming, yeah. Okay. I used to be a unicorn in my personal life.
Okay.
So I'm very comfortable, very open.
Can you explain to those who may not know what a unicorn is?
Okay, so a unicorn is exactly what it sounds like. A young girl or just a person, just a girl or a single person. It can even be a single person who would like to be the addition to a couple. So, and it's usually really exciting. Usually there's like the unicorns and then there's the bulls, and those are the single males who are kind of like a unicorn, but male versions.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I used to be in the lifestyle and that, I think that's what kind of like helped make stepping into this industry was much more easier because I was already free in that realm.
So what was that first scene with Reality Kings like? Like, take us through when you arrived on set, because I'm sure it was a much different experience than just camming at home.
Correct. It was very different. It was really exciting. It was a lot more just a lot more calm and more tame than expected. I got on and the talent was there. I had actually ran into him the day before. It was James Angel at talent testing. And so it just made it a little bit easier since I had already met my talent at talent testing. He was like, hey, do you want to go get tacos later? I know you're free. If you just want to kind of get to know each other, I know it's your first professional scene.
Oh, that's so nice.
And it was nice. And there was like nothing else involved. It wasn't like, hey, let me get at you before our scene or anything.
I mean,
anything
he knew
like
he was going to get you.
So it was
like.
You
didn't have to like. I mean, I guess he did have to charm you because if you went out for tacos with him and he was like super creepy and off putting, you probably would have been like, you know, can I get somebody else?
Yeah. So it made for a really, like, organic scene because we already did, like, establish, like, hey, we know each other. So, yeah.
That's nice. What was it like, just being on set with, like, you know, crew members there? And,
it was actually, honestly, a much smaller crew than anticipated. And it was very different from my Brazzers crew. So the Reality Kings was a little bit smaller, but still, it was just a lot more like laid back and just, it was a natural flow.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it.
Sorry, it's Tommy Gunn over there.
I haven't seen him
in forever. So tell me about your Brazzers scene then, because you said your Brazzers scene was a much different experience.
Yeah, so that one was, they had me booked for two back to back. So it was like, okay, like, gay, like prime time one and prime time two. So it was exciting because I walked in and it was like so much camera crew, the hair and makeup stylist. It was exciting because I think she ended up, no, I was on set for that one. One of the ones I ended up having hair and makeup sent to my hotel room. And I was like, wow, this is the first time this has like happened for me. I felt very special and official. So that was exciting. But walking onto Brazzer's set was, I wouldn't say like overwhelming because I'm very well with crowds. I can do good with crowds, but it was quite a bit of people. A lot of, like I said, just camera crew. The talent assistant was amazing, super nice. And it was a lot of just hair and makeup prepping for the scene. And it was exciting because we shot a scene in the bathroom and there was a guy in the shower holding the microphone like dangling over where we were shooting and and it was just so funny because he's like in a stand-up shower and it just like is this good, am I doing okay, like is it out of the shot, is it out of the camera. So it's
pretty funny. Matt, who's actually recording this for me right now, will tell you as a sound man the crazy spots that he's had to squeeze himself into in order to get the sound recording. It's it can sometimes be an interesting experience for sure.
Yeah. We even had to shoot with some like GoPro footage, what have you, and we had to film a very particular part of the scene. So even we had to install a bidet. Mm-hmm. Long story short, I had to have a bidet, and so it was funny watching the guys install a bidet. And I've installed a bidet all by myself at my house, and they couldn't get it to work. So I kind of let them do their thing, and then I was like, okay, let me let me go ahead and help you. But you have to let them do it themselves first, and then you stop it.
Of course, you have to let the men fail before the woman steps in to save the day. Very important.
Yeah. So that was my first Brazzers experience.
That's awesome. I love that. Well, I know that next time I need some handy work done on my set.
Oh my goodness.
I know who to call.
Yeah. By all means, I'm in Texas. It might take me a little while, but I'll show up for you.
So are you going to the awards tomorrow night?
I am not, no. I'm probably going to just go out and have a nice dinner and enjoy myself.
I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm not going to the awards
really?
Either. And I feel like we are the smart ones.
Yeah. I've been to a few other award shows, and I'm just like, okay, like, hey, I was in a category with tons and tons and tons of other models, and I'm still very new to the industry, so I was like, hey, it's okay. I'm good. Like, I'm just happy and honored to have a nomination for AVN, literally my first AVN.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
What was your nomination for?
Favorite cam model.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. That's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I am also nominated in a category full of a lot of nominees, so, but it's also not a category that one goes up on stage to accept anyways.
Oh,
so even if I
did
win, no one's going to miss me. So they can just ship me my award because I am going to win, right? Because it's for Best Adult Industry Podcast.
Yes.
And I need to win that one. It's the only one I deserve, AVN. It's fine. I'm
You've
not
got
like
this.
Bitter or anything. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much
for
coming to join us.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Can you tell everyone where they can find you online?
Yes, I am Adeline Starr. You can find me on Twitter at @beauty_busty. And that's about it. Yeah.
I am here at the Joy.City booth with Brazzers and, of course, with the one and only Alexis Fox. You might have caught our little, like, ensemble that we were doing before the show started.
It's this fucking song.
I know. This music is very...
I really want to put her on a performance. I do. Like, whip my whip.
I mean, you are a performer, so, you know, like, you're just a performance just existing.
Just walking.
You are. I have to say, though, like, I feel like it's been forever since I've seen you, and you were so much fucking fun. Like, every time I ever work with you, we just laugh all day, and, like, you're such a pleasure to always to be around. Like, you just have such a great spirit and energy. How do you, like, why?
How does this happen?
Why are you so happy? You must be, like, hiding, like, some deep, dark, like, secret. Is this, like, how you deal with life?
Kind of. Now, well, we're all light and dark all in one. I'm very comfortable with both sides of me.
Yeah.
Or all sides of me. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just a very natural feeling. I think, like, when you go through some shit and you change your entire life around and you really find happy, it's just what comes out. It's just the inner joy within me, and I'm around people. But I also take a lot of time away from people and rejuvenate, and that way I can give all of me in the presence of people.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it should be like when people are around each other, make it an experience. Like, it's an experience for me to be with you. So let's have fun. Let's laugh. It's like, it's too fucking short not to laugh.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And it's God, we're so resilient and fragile all in every single moment.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And it's just a really beautiful thing. And to not, it's funny, so just laugh it out and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And I love, like, the way that you look in life. And I know that you're like, a very spiritual person as well. But you're also, like, such a hard worker and such a practical person. And, you know, very much like an entrepreneur. So speaking of an entrepreneur, I mean, the last time I spoke to you, you were like, you know, you had your podcast, which I know, of course, is up for Best Adult Industry Podcast. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You had just come out with your coffee, I think, last time we spoke. And now you have your own beer. Is that right?
Yeah. So the coffee, and which is High AF Coffee. And we're going to do a little rebrand because people are a little confused with the word high. And I'm like, no, I'm going to wake you up, not put you asleep.
Yeah, right.
So we're doing a HAF. So we're going to change that a little bit.
Right.
So I met a local brewer here in Las Vegas. This is where I live. And we got chatting, and he's like, hey, I would love to do a coffee beer. And I was like, fuck yeah, I have a coffee business, let's work together. Mm-hmm. So on a handshake, we literally created Cheers to Breakfast, which is only sold here in Vegas. It's a local brewer, you know, artisan beer. And that led to a bunch of little one-offs, like stouts, this, that, and the other. And eventually just came to this thing, like, hey, would you like to put your name on a beer? Like, you know, a simple blonde ale, which is, you know, a nice 5%. It's not, you know, it's not going to blast you out of the gate. Mm-hmm. And plus, it's... it's palatable for a lot more people.
Right.
It's not like an IPA where you got to be like a beer drinker to like maybe an IPA or a stout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blonde ale, most people can like just have it and be done with it.
Right.
So I was like, fuck yeah. So we got connected with an artist. The artwork is super cool. And we actually used in an award show image of me when I had blonde hair. Mm-hmm. So with the blonde ale,
yeah,
blonde
course.
Hair. And we're going to switch that up. So I did a MILF stout, which is like this one off.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's a great name.
Right? So it's a milk stout with my coffee in it. And we did it with the dark hair.
Okay.
So it's like, and then we'll probably.
The light and the dark.
Yeah. And then we'll probably do one with red. It could be like a strawberry blonde or something like
yeah,
that.
We'll
just
yeah.
figure it out. It's a lot of fun to do these projects.
Yeah.
And as another pleasure product in some way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. you know, either people love to drink coffee, people like to drink beer, people like to have sex.
Yes.
So why not dip my hands and feet in all those things?
Yeah.
You know, and it's really fun for me to create these projects.
Yeah. And it's really great, too, because you're a great representation of how, you know, somebody can be in the adult industry and they, you know, I think everybody thinks you're so limited. Okay, you can only be a porn star and you can only make porn movies and that's the only thing that you can do.
Yeah.
Where I think that we're really starting to see people like you are creating a brand and creating, like, products around that brand. And I think that that's something that we couldn't have imagined even like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And well, that's the internet, you know, and fans having that, you know, connection with us is more than just doing a convention once in a while. Now yeah. they're like seeing your name everywhere and they want to buy your product. They want to yeah. buy that picture on the shirt. They want to buy your calendar. They want to buy. Oh, and then the great thing about it is like fans are like seeing the picture of the beer and they're like, holy shit, I don't even drink beer, but I'll like yeah. get the can. Will yeah, you sign yeah, yeah. it? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll sign it.
Yeah.
So that's like, it's the cool, it's, I don't know, it's just a really cool thing to do. And why not? You have this heart, you put all this hard work in creating your name, so why not branch out in all the different passions and dreams and things that make you happy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why not?
Yeah.
What else are you going to do with this platform? You yeah. don't have to just, like, do one thing. We're multi-dimensional, faceted individuals, so yeah. dive deep into yourself and figure out what that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, you're obviously very successful in this industry. You've been in the industry for a while. There's a lot of new people coming into the industry, I think, especially with the advent of OnlyFans. And it's, you know, much easier to get in the door and, like, even be self-sufficient. And you don't necessarily have to even do mainstream porn, sign with an agency, all the things that you had to do before to ever get anywhere. What would be your advice to new girls looking to get into the industry?
Talk to the ladies that have been in the industry for a long time. Get a mentor. Your mentor can help and guide you and help you, you know, get through this business, create a business for yourself, how to set up an LLC, how to trademark your name, how to set up your OnlyFans or your website or all these other little things.
Yeah.
I was fortunate when I got in, was it almost 13 years ago?
It's all right, girl. Fuck I've yeah. been in the industry for like 25 years. So
I'm like, yeah, we're left. Still rocking
you're
it.
You're a baby.
Woo! Let's still rock that shit. But when I got in, like, I had Rachel Starr to look up to. And mm. she really helped me. She's a very business-minded woman. Mm. And she really just kind of said, okay, da-da-da-da, this is a business. And you can have great longevity. You can have great success. These are the things, you know, and hygiene even. And this is how you do that.
Yeah.
Or don't be afraid to ask me if this situation comes up. And don't be afraid to say no. And,
yeah.
and stick by your rates.
Yeah.
To have someone to a mentor like that is just, I don't know. It's also not your agent.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, that bond with another woman mm-hmm. or whomever or that person. And because men also could use mentors as well.
Yeah.
And everyone.
Yeah.
All genders. You know, just get yourself a mentor.
Yeah.
And that's a person that you could confide in, you could trust, you can talk to. You know, it doesn't have to be like your best friend that you're hanging out and, you know, doing parties with. Make it a person that you can, like, talk business with.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's really important.
I always, like, kind of thought it would be cool to start, like, a big sister program, like, in the
well,
adult
yeah.
industry, you know?
Yeah, you would think. And, like, that's another thing, too. And if you are coming up and getting a mentor, listen to what that mentor has to say. It's mm-hmm. important, you know? We've made the mistakes.
Yeah. So you don't have to.
Yeah, so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Like, if we're saying, hey, this is a good suggestion, it's because maybe we've been down that path and mm-hmm. we've learned from those situations.
Yeah.
I hate saying mistakes because I think everything's a learning situation.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything's a learning curve.
Yeah. You know, I've really, like, started manifesting that lately in the last year. I've really started looking at I'm trying to shift my perspective. I do not look at things as problems anymore. I look at them as challenges.
Yep.
And I don't look at things as failures anymore. I look at them as like experiences.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as you can like learn from everything that, you know, happens to you from mistakes, I think that these are all like valuable lessons, and I don't regret any of them. And that shift in perspective, I feel like, has really like helped me, because, you know, like life can be very scary sometimes,
it's
especially
mindset.
If you're taking big risks. And
yeah,
you
know. And this is a big risk.
Yeah.
You got to realize what you're doing is you're putting everything on the internet. And
yeah.
even you can say, I want that scene taken down. It's already been shared.
Yeah.
So good luck.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, that's the thing. That's a mindset. Mindset, you know, it's also a thing I would tell a young person coming into the industry is mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's your mindset right now?
Yeah.
You know, you've got to have a strong backbone and a mindset for this industry. It's an adult industry, and we're in adult entertainment. We're not education,
yeah.
you know, in that
yeah.
sense. We can educate. There are some with us with certificates and doctorates and stuff like that. That yes, those are the people that can
yeah,
educate.
But then you got to be looking at, like, a specific educational teaching moment, not,
yes.
like, going to Pornhub and watching, like,
yeah.
a stepmom scene,
please.
Like, oh, that's how you have sex with women, you
please
know?
Please don't. I'm in entertainment.
Yes.
I'm an entertainer.
Yeah.
I'm not a real teacher. I can play one.
Very,
very
well.
I feel like
well.
I've had as many jobs as Johnny Sins.
I know.
I'm kind of wondering about who's had more at this point.
I know, right?
Oh, I have not been an astronaut.
Well,
it.
You know what? I mean,
we could
your career is not over. We could.
We could change this with the metaverse.
This is actually true. In Joy City, we're going to be doing a lot of like VR green screen productions, Unreal Engine stuff, which is so cool because now, you know, instead of having, I mean, you know how the getting a location is always a battle. You know some of the horrible places that we've had to shoot in, okay?
I
won't specify, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I can't tell you how relieved I am to like now be in a production place where like we'll have like one green screen studio that's always the same, that has
yes.
like, you know, secure parking and like is in a safe place, and we can use, you know, CGI to literally like make a scene on the moon. You can be a fucking astronaut in the metaverse, Alexis. You can be anything.
So we're going to make the astronaut thing happen.
Yeah. Now this has to happen.
This is how you manifest.
Yes, absolutely. You can, anything can happen in the metaverse.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Yay. Well, Alexis, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you. I know you got to get back to signing with your fans.
Yeah.
There was that one guy specifically who was really annoyed that I took her away from her signing booth.
She was supposed to be here.
I know. He was like... Hello. I'm like, the show just started, dude. Where are you going? What train have you got to catch?
Look, I'll be here for 4 more hours. Catch me today. I won't be here tomorrow except for the red carpet.
Can you tell everyone where they can find you online?
Yes. For Instagram, it's Alexis Fox Live. Twitter, Alexis Fox. If you want to catch the naughty side of me, it's foxfans.com or just Fox it.
Fantastic. I have the amazing Chanel St. James. If you recognize her, that's because she was a Club Jenna contract star. She left the industry for a little while, but she's back now.
I'm back.
What's it like to be back?
Oh, it's amazing. And wow, has the industry changed?
Yes. Yes, it
really
it
has changed.
Maybe tell us like a little bit, like, I mean, this is only a 10-minute interview, so just a short little retrospective of what it was like to be a Club Jenna contract girl, maybe what things were like then, and then, you know, what it's like now.
Okay. It was amazing. It went really fast. I can't wait to do a longer interview with you mm-hmm. and tell you the whole story.
Yeah.
When I signed with her, it was just like on steroids.
Yeah.
It just went.
Yeah.
And it went very fast. I mean, Jay was always very good at getting us set up for magazines or movies. I was in the industry, I stripped for like 17 years, and I remember working all night and then getting on a red eye, going to Florida to do a movie, and it's just, it was so fast. It went really fast. You know, one day I was here, the next day I was there, so it was amazing.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I got very lucky being her Club Jenna contract girl because she wasn't even looking for another contract girl. So.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that another time.
Yeah. And but it's interesting, too, because, you know, when Jenna created her own company and started signing contract girls, I feel like that was the first time that we really saw an adult star become a brand. That was something that wasn't really, people didn't really do. And so she was very much like a pioneer in that. And now, you know, the industry has changed so much, as you know, with these personal content platforms where girls are able to make money on their own and, you know, without having to shoot for big studios or any kind of middleman. We see a lot more of that entrepreneurial spirit where girls are like really focusing on a brand, building a brand.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, having all kinds of offshoots of that brand. I had Alexis Fox on earlier. She's a coffee brand. She's got like
that's
a
beer
out now. Yeah, I mean, it's just like amazing all of these things that you can do, and the internet has really enabled that. So, you know, how have you found the industry in its new form now, now that you've come back?
I do have an OnlyFans. Actually, it's funny. Kieran Lee, a couple years ago, was like, "Why, Chanel, why don't you have an OnlyFans?" I said, "You're right. Why don't I?" Yeah. So, and ever since then, I got one. And it's so amazing. The platform now of, like you said, you know, girls have their own coffee brand or they have a beer brand. It's just opened up such a bigger door.
Yeah.
It's really unreal. It's fascinating to see where it's going. Yeah. And it's going so fast.
Yeah. It's really enabled, you know, like I said, you know, content creators to be their own business and build their own brand. That's also so where we're so excited here, too, to be bringing the next step in that, which is the metaverse, which is, of
that's
course,
amazing.
What we're here to promote for Joy.City, because now we've got this platform where it's so much more immersive. Fans can experience you in a whole different light. Mm-hmm. It's VR capable. It's also, like, you know, regular just on your computer. Capable, and there's
very
different
personal
levels of monetization. You can have live events, you can create digital fashion, mm-hmm. you can, you know, be an avatar, walk through the space, talk to your fans who are avatars. Like, it's just next level, but it's taking that you know, interaction with fans, and it's taking that ability to brand yourself to the next level. So, you know, this is the next step in, you know, performers and creators really being their own business. And it's just like, it's really exciting to see.
Yeah, it is really exciting. It is so exciting. And being your own boss in so many ways.
Yeah.
And it's just fascinating. Yeah. I love it. You know, it's great.
Do you find, what do you find, like, maybe, what do you think is better with the industry now? And what, is there anything that's maybe a little bit more challenging?
You know, OnlyFans, it can be a hard platform to run, and, you know, the interacting with your fans. I really enjoy that. I like that a lot. It's just changed so much.
Yeah. I feel like now it's like you really are a small business owner. You have to do a lot more yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before, you kind of had an agent. You just shot for the studios. You got your check and, like, you went home. And you didn't really have to worry about promoting yourself because whatever brand you were shooting for was promoting you.
Yeah.
But now you have to do all of that yourself. Do you find that it's more work now?
I do. You know, it's almost like every day is a content shoot.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Mean, oh, wait, we're in a different hotel. Oh, no, wait.
I know.
Here, do this one. Okay, now another photo shoot. You know, I drive some of my friends crazy. I'm like, wait, take a picture. Wait, we got to do a video.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you mean. It's funny. I was talking to Cherie DeVille about this, who's a dear friend of mine. And, you know, we're both workaholics. And it's like you will go on vacation and then you're in this beautiful place. And rather than, like, it's relaxing and enjoying your vacation, which is what you're supposed to be doing,
right,
you're like, oh, this is a great place to shoot content, you know? And it's like,
oh,
trying
my gosh,
to. Do you find that work life balance difficult for you, or are you good at, like, setting those boundaries?
I'm good at setting those boundaries. Mm-hmm. I love it, though, because, and it is go all the time, and I'm a workaholic myself. And you don't want to miss an opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute, this is a beautiful hotel.
Yeah.
You know, why not do this? And in the part that I love the most is that we hold the content forever.
Yeah.
When I'm 80, I'll still be this way.
Yeah.
And also be putting it out there on my OnlyFans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or a different platform, like the new one.
Yeah, well, actually, what's also super exciting about this is that, you know, we can do these incredible digital scans of people and capture you as you are now and animate that real-life scan, that avatar. You've probably seen it, like, in a lot of movies, how, you know, in Star Wars they brought Carrie Fisher back and stuff like that. So, you know, you can basically immortalize yourself in the metaverse. And then
that
you
is
can
just
animate
amazing.
It. And then when you combine AI you can literally exist in the metaverse as Chanel St. James, exactly like you are, forever. And you can continue to create new scenes digitally. Mm-hmm. And you can just sit back and...
That's
she
amazing.
Lives forever.
I love that. That's I love crazy, that. When I was right? with Jenna, I was always envious. She had a doll. I was like, oh gosh, all I want is a doll.
Yeah.
But now look where
now
we are.
Now you can have an animated like CGI
an avatar.
Doll that Woo. Actually like does its own thing. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That will be... I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Very excited.
I
mean,
excited.
This is definitely next level.
Yes.
But this is where the business is going. And
yeah.
it's changing so much. You know, the video games, all that stuff is like the gamers. You know, it's all just, it's amazing. I'm super excited.
And it's really cool, too, because adult has always been on the forefront of new technology, right? Like, it's
always
been the one that's pushing it ahead, you know, with, like, VHS, that, like, you know,
what
the success of that rode in on the back of adult. And then, you know, the internet, obviously. Even, like, e-commerce. I think one of the first e-commerce stores was Stockroom, which is that, like, you know, fetish kind of BDSM company. So, you know, it's no surprise that I think that the metaverse, Web 3.0, is also being championed and pushed forward in the adult industry because, you know, people just want...
They want that
porn.
Interaction, too.
They want that content.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, new ways to experience it. There's such demand for it.
There is. There is a huge demand. And I think in 2008, kind of whenever I got out and Jenna kind of got out and things just kind of went haywire for a little while.
Yeah.
And I think the business was trying to... kind of figure out where it was going at that time. It was just so, it was kind of like just a little bit of a dip. And then now, oh, look out. It's so different. And stuff like this is making it different.
Yeah. Because that was kind of around the time when, you know, there was a lot of piracy going on, right? And like people were like getting their content stolen and uploaded. People weren't paying for it.
Yes,
so
yes.
Companies were going out of business. People were losing money. And yeah, and it was like trying to figure out how can you manage piracy online, like how can you manage, you know, content. And you know, I feel like we've slow progress, but we've, you know, arrived now where, I mean, obviously piracy still exists, but not in the rampant way that it did before.
Which
is also another great thing about the metaverse, because it's like this is a whole new immersive space.
That's a hard one to steal.
Coded. You can't steal videos from this.
That's amazing, though. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
And especially with like Web3 and blockchain, you know, and you can buy your own NFTs and display them in the metaverse. Like, people can't steal that from you. So that's like, it's another thing that I feel like this platform is really... you know, here to benefit the adult industry with. And so,
yeah, like it's the next big
bonus.
Big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So, it's 2023. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Shoot more content.
That's a good one.
We're in a different room again. Okay.
Yeah.
More content. How
yeah.
much can I shoot? I love that. I really love giving that to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of fans that don't realize I'm back in the business.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to interact with the fans and just be able to give them really great content.
Yeah.
So that's I'm really excited for that. That's
awesome.
Going to be really good going forward. This is going to be a big year.
Yes, absolutely.
A big year.
Well, Chanel, thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell everybody where they can find you online?
Thank you so much for having me, of course. My OnlyFans is Chanel St. James. My new Instagram is Real Chanel St. James. My Twitter is Chanel St. James and the number one.
Fantastic. I am here with the gorgeous redhead, Jessica Ryan.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I am amazing, and I am mind blown that it's only day three.
I know, right?
I have not gone out a single night.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the awards, though. Are you going to the awards?
I am. And tonight is the first night that I'm going out.
Okay.
So.
Well, it sounds like you're pacing yourself. It's probably a good idea because you don't want to, like, blow your load on the first night, so to speak.
Right. The recovery period is just not the same.
No, absolutely not. I remember when I was a youngin' coming to these things, and I would, you know, be able to, like, drink all day and then, like, get up at 8 a.m. the next morning and... go back to the show floor, and now I'm just like...
Do you feel like you did it well, though? I feel like it might just be young and dumb.
Yeah.
Like, because I'll see some of the people, and I'm like, I don't think you're really doing it that well.
No. So...
Ignorance.
Most people know I was, like, a raging alcoholic. I'm sober now, and I did it terribly. Thank you. I actually... There was a time that... my mom, when I used to come to these things with my mother when she was, you know, before she retired, she lost me and found me. We were at the Mirage, and she, you know, how there's like a little like river running through the Mirage.
I don't, but this sounds like fun.
There's like she found me like in the river, like trying to like wade through like those water features in Las Vegas casinos are not for swimming, people.
What do they call them? It's like when you become victim to those like those thoughts, like and you're like, what is it called? My brain's saying inclusive. It starts with an I. It's like intrusive thoughts. Mm. When you fall to your intrusive thoughts, you do a thing. Like, have you ever seen like somebody actually pushes someone or steps on someone's shoe? You've fallen victim to your intrusive thoughts.
Oh, I don't. You know, honestly, I was in a blackout during this period,
so you
I don't
had
know.
No, you had no inhibitions to stop your intrusive thoughts.
I don't know
thoughts.
What my thoughts were. I don't remember any of it. I just remember my mother the next morning being like,
"Everybody Ollie. Wants to. Everybody wants to get into the lazy river, though. You just didn't have that inhibition control.
Yes.
So
yes.
Like, you didn't do something that other people wouldn't have wanted.
Right. Okay.
Give yourself that credit.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Now I feel like I didn't make a terrible decision. All right. So, Jessica, you have a couple. You have a new project.
I do.
That you have just wrapped up, right?
Yes. I finally have launched my very own website. It's a project. I don't even know what else to say about it. So, cultofjess.com. I have been working hard at getting this put together. It is still a work in progress. There's so much that I'm going to be doing. I love my fans, and I have been frustrated on so many aspects of trying to have like a quality interaction with everyone. Mm-hmm. So it's better, but I'm still working on things, and I'm hoping to bring in some really cool stuff soon and having them interact in a different way of even helping me direct some stuff and, like, kind of doing polls and whatnot.
Okay, so, like, really kind of reaching out to your fan community for help in creating content.
Yeah.
And, like, what they're looking to
like,
see.
Like, beyond the basic fan platform of, like, sexting and, like, sending pictures and getting regular updates, which is cool. I love that.
Yeah.
But I want to make some really cool shit. I have some super nerdy fans.
Yeah.
I actually didn't tell you about it. I have my book club.
You have a book club?
I have a fucking book club. I can't believe that has escaped me. So the Cult of Jess has kind of come from, I have a science fiction book club because I love nerds. Science fiction to me, which we were talking about Joy, is just a personal fetish of mine.
Yeah.
So it's a growth.
So hold on. So you have a book club with your fans.
Yeah.
You guys pick a book, you read the book, and then what, you come together and you talk about the book?
Yeah. So because the pandemic was amazing in the sense of making everything go digital.
Right.
So I found the land of Discord. And I started up a Discord channel to bring people together. And, we've done various ways of, doing our talks. We'll do either, through a watch party where we'll watch the movie, compare the things, or we'll just do it directly on, a voice channel on Discord.
Right.
And it's fun. I'm ADHD, and it's so hard to finish books. And it's like a support group.
That's awesome. Yeah, gives you motivation.
Oh, my God. It's my reading support group.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So you also have some great scenes that you wanted to talk about, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I have one that I am so happy it finally came out. It was a super hot scene, and I only wear white in porn because I get it dirty very easily. Mm-hmm. And I got to wear a white pair of white pants and a white shirt in this boy-girl scene for Hustler. I wish I remembered the title right now, but hello. I wiped my hands with car grease on them, and then I was hitting on the mechanic or my neighbor. It's been a while since I've shot it. And then, of course, therefore there was sex.
Right, of course. But, because once you wiped your hands on your pants, you had to take them off.
I had to take them off.
I mean, you can't
off.
Go around with dirty pants. That's ridiculous. No. Just take the pants off and then you have no pants.
Especially.
That makes way more sense.
Handprints on your ass. What will the neighbors think?
Oh, my God. I mean, it would be much better to just not have the
just
pants.
Fuck. Just fuck.
Just be bottomless.
Yes.
Oh, and then, of course, have sex. That's how we resolve all issues in the adult industry.
And then there was sex.
And then there was sex. Speaking of sex, let's just quickly kind of laugh about that Brazzers, actually, no, sorry, not Brazzers scene. It was a Twisty scene.
Yes.
The Christmas scene.
Oh, my gosh.
That
yeah.
we shot with you, Slim Thick Vic, and Gianna Dior.
Now, was that your first ad scene? Or
that was my first ad scene in a while.
Okay.
And it was actually my first. I'd done ad scenes before, but not like this one.
We
this
got out there before the sunset.
Specific.
You yeah. did an amazing job. The sun was not set, and we got out, which these scenes are very difficult to shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very specific.
They're very specific. So for those of you who don't know, you're like, what the fuck's an ad scene? An ad scene is basically a scene that is very heavily reliant on very specific, what we call ad moments.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever, like, go on Pornhub or any of those sites and you see those, like, little square speeded up GIFs, with a lot of surprised, shocked faces and pants being ripped or someone getting stuck in a fridge or whatever, like the nonsense, you know, that we have in porn. And those are called ad scenes because those very specific moments, the oh my God, my pants, like those are moments that we have to absolutely capture and we have to get that over the top expression because it really catches the viewer's eye and they're like, oh my gosh, what is this scene? And then they click on it and then they go to whatever site that is promoting and that drives a lot of traffic. So
I almost feel like we could be much more innuendoed with it. I'm just thinking about it because, like, clickbait, it's like it's those things that, like, attract you to it. And
yeah,
there's masturbate.
Clickbait, yeah.
Like, masturbate, clickbait. Like, yeah. there's some innuendo in there somewhere that I will figure out eventually because I love wordplay.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
But it was a fun scene to shoot.
It was so much fun.
And I loved how the pictures of you guys really looked like we kept laughing because it was, you know, these three hot women, like, dressed kind of demurely in mm-hmm. front of, like, this Christmas, you know, scene with
festive.
A tree, and it felt very much like Home and Country, like a magazine cover or something like that.
The decor was amazing.
Yeah, that was Amber. That was all Amber.
Holy
she did a great
shit.
Job.
Shit. I'm
yeah.
like, can I hire her for Christmas decorations?
You know, it's so funny. The location owner said the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, he was like,
she did so good.
She's great.
Oh my
she's
God.
Really yeah.
No, that was amazing. And that was a stupid fun day.
Yeah, it really was. So Jessica, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
It's been such a pleasure to chat with you, albeit briefly.
Yes.
Can you tell everybody where they can find you on social media?
Oh my goodness. It might be easier to go cultofjess.com and find all the things because all the social media platforms have been just left and right deleting random things. So they don't match. It used to be all love Jessica Ryan. You can find me on Twitter, love Jessica Ryan. Still got that one. Instagram is Rose of Apathy. It's new. Please follow. It'll encourage me to post more shit. And there are other things. Cultofjess.com.
Yeah. I think it's always good to, like, funnel people to one specific place. And
it's
then,
too difficult.
Because you can update your handles as your shit gets deleted, which happens a lot, unfortunately.
This is the life of adult.
Yeah. Well, I still have at Holly Randall on Instagram and on Twitter.
You are
hopefully
lucky.
That sticks.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. But, of course, where you really should be going is to joy.city and signing up for email updates because we're going to be launching this platform very soon. We've got some really exciting announcements coming up, and you definitely want to be in the know because the future is the metaverse, and the future is now.
I love it.
Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thank you so much for listening. If you love my show and want to support it, I ask that you take the time to rate and review my podcast. Now, if you're not sure how to do that, you can go to ratethispodcast.com/HRU and you'll automatically be directed to the various podcast apps your device supports and then be led to the place where you can rate my show. 5 stars, of course, and leave your glowing review. Okay, it doesn't have to be glowing, but you know, say something nice. You can also financially support this show through my Patreon by visiting patreon.com/HollyRandallUnfiltered, where you get so many perks for your support. Things such as early releases and live recordings of my interviews, merchandise such as stickers, mugs, and hoodies, autographed copies of my photography books, free access to my private Snapchat and not safe for work website, HollyRandall.com, and my bonus podcast, My LA Porn Life. Also, join my Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/HollyRandallUnfiltered, and you can watch the video versions of these interviews at youtube.com/HollyRandallUnfiltered. Oh, and of course, sign up for my newsletter at hollyrandallunfiltered.com and get all the info on upcoming guests and special projects. Again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for supporting my podcast in whatever way that you can.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.